All right, good afternoon, and welcome to another edition of the Dennis Stuckey Show. My days are all running together. This is Wednesday, right? Yes, this is Wednesday. John Epley is here again.
How's it going?
You may recall that John was here a couple weeks ago talking about Kraft Hockeyville USA and the fact that he'd like to see McMorran Arena win that honor and with it win a substantial amount of money to help with repairs and upgrades to the building.
$150,000 as well as an NHL preseason game.
That's not a bad deal. It's also a Wednesday. I'm expecting Coach Pace from the Prowlers to be here. He may be locked outside. I don't know. He hasn't sent me an SOS yet saying that he can't get into the building. But he did respond to me earlier today and said that he would be here.
So. You think he's figured it out by now. But
well, you know, they keep moving the show around too. And now that it starts at 5, 5 is when they lock everything up out front. There's the SOS from Coach. So I will try to give him a way to get in. I'm multitasking on the show. He says, I have my key. Okay.
He's pretty good at winning hockey games. But other than that, he's still trying to figure things out.
He does on certain things. Well, he's like me. See, we're older. I admit it. I'm older. And when I graduated from school, most people I know were just being born. And a computer back in my days was a lot different than what we have today. A
whole lot bigger.
And everybody typed in code if you wanted to talk to the thing and have it respond to you. And I don't remember any of that stuff.
You probably had to type your high school papers on a typewriter, right?
Plus, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Or handwrite them. Egads.
We don't do that anymore.
Heavens forbid.
I don't know how to do that. I'm too young to
When write. I started in radio, we used record players.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
You're actual disc jockey.
I was an actual disc jockey, yes. And when CD players came in, we thought it was a big deal. And within 5 years, they were gone. They were outdated within 5 years. We used to cut tape with a razor blade if we wanted to edit stuff. We didn't have Cool Edit Pro. You actually cut out what you wanted out and then tape together what you wanted together.
And
there was an art form to this business. Now they let any schmo in here on the radio.
That's how I got here.
You did. You just walked right in. But I said it was okay. So far, I am guilty here because I haven't actually gone there and put anything up yet, but I do intend to. And I am trying to spread the word to as many people as possible to get to this Kraft Hockeyville site. Take a look at what's already up there. There's already several stories that are posted.
Over 30 pictures and videos.
Yeah, but we'd like more.
We need more.
We'd like to really impose our will on this and make sure that our community and McMorran Arena can benefit from this. And it's real simple. You get up on it and to post a comment. Actually, there's a couple things you can do because you can just post a brief little comment.
You can post a note that's just a brief comment of like 150 characters or less. Just go get them. I love Port Huron. Just something brief. There is add a story. That's when they're going to prompt you with three questions that we'll probably hear later where you get to get more in depth about why you think Port Huron deserves to win. Those are the ones that carry the most weight. You get to really tell your story. And then there's also an option to share pictures, and you can share pictures and videos and everything. And ideally, you can go do all three of them. You share a story, share pictures, and share a quick note.
Yeah, that works. And the questions are simple. Come on. It's not like you're going to take an SAT or something like that. It's how would you describe your community's passion and spirit for hockey? That's the first question. Second question is, what rink project would you most benefit from with the prize money?
There's a lot of things.
Yeah, there's quite a few things. And why should your community be the next Kraft Hockeyville USA 2018? Pretty simple.
You just need to be a cheerleader for us.
Yeah. That's basically what we're asking for here, is that you just kind of get on the bandwagon. Hey, a lot of people use it. If you've got kids in minor hockey, you use it. If you play in one of the senior leagues, you use it. If you're in figure skating, you use it. We have a million uses. If you're a Prowler fan, you use it. If you're a high school hockey player or fan, you use it.
If you live in Port Huron, you're a part owner.
You're a part owner, yeah. It's one of those things that I think we again, I think it's one of those things we really take for granted.
The only competition we really have right now is a rink in Ohio and a rink in Pittsburgh. In and around Pittsburgh, and they have the help of the Penguins. So yeah. I'd be very disappointed if we let Ohio and the Pittsburgh Penguins beat us on this.
Yeah, no self-respecting person from our area should ever allow a rink in Ohio or a rink near Pittsburgh to beat us out.
Or to even come close.
If I have to shame you to do that, I will. I'm not above shaming people. I've done it many times before, including Coach, who I think is still locked outside. But we'll find out because it is time for me to take a break. But, John, hang out with us for a little while, and we'll be right back. It's the Dennis Stuckey Show. We're here until 6:30 today, and then it's Pistons basketball here on WPHM. And speaking of McMoran and hockey, I have two high school hockey games, one on Thursday and one on Friday that I'll tell you about when we get back. All right, welcome back. It's the Dennis Stuckey Show. Coach is here, and he brought Michael Santaguita with him as well, one of the Prowlers goaltenders, who is, 11-0-1. Since getting here to Port Huron, he currently leads the league in goals against average. He might lead in save percentage, too. I was looking at that the other day.
Possibly assists.
But yeah, possibly assists.
Oh, he can play the puck. Did you see there when he shot off the other team?
I was thinking, should I say anything about that or not? Yeah. Anyways, we won big that game, so he wanted to have a little fun. And I've never done this. It's the one thing in hockey I have not called, and that is a goalie scoring a goal. And I think Michael probably is a guy that would have a chance at doing that if the situation ever arose.
Well, we'd have to be
within a couple goals for that to happen.
Yeah, we haven't had many games within a couple of goals. Makes your hair fall out. What's left?
You're angry even when we're winning.
He likes to keep everybody straight. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. he's honest. That's I believe Edgar's put it. He's an honest guy. Also did good last week. He came on here and he speaks better English than I do. I was not prepared for that.
Yeah, he's learned pretty good. For sure.
We'll have to get 17 in here and see how he does.
Yeah, hey, Timo.
No.
He could hold up his English pretty well. I was surprised.
Does he do all right?
Yeah, yeah.
Get over by a microphone.
I was at Four Sports today, actually dropping off his jerseys to get his name on it, and they said, "Where's this guy from?" And I said, "He's a Russian." They all went, "Oh," and I said, "No, he's Americanized." I said, "He speaks good English. He's a good locker room guy. He laughs. He has fun, right?"
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
Oh, he's smiling. Right, yeah.
And I know the fans like him because as soon as you interviewed him after the game, he talked about winning a championship already.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's thinking it. He said it, I guess, right?
Yeah. I don't believe in jinxes anymore. I did it one time. I don't anymore.
No.
I'm over it.
Well, Joe Jr., he has a saying something about streaks.
He what?
Eight's not a streak.
Oh, we say like. Eight's a fluke, nine's a streak. Yeah. So, like, every game we win, we pretty much say, that was a fluke.
Yeah. Nine's a fluke, ten's a streak.
Yeah, exactly.
And then 11's a fluke, 12's a streak. Yeah. It just keeps growing. It's like Pinocchio's nose.
He's got a few other sayings, too, but most of those we can't repeat on the air because they do consider this a family show.
Someone sent me an email or text today. And it was one young girl sitting in McMoran Arena with no other people in the whole stadium, and she had a big sign, and it said, "Free Joe Pace." See, if we were on the air, like live, we could show this right now.
Well, I like the picture you sent me the other day he'd be the third, Joe the third with Mike Emmerich.
Will with Mike.
Yeah, that was a really nice picture. Yeah,
you've got to throw that up on the Kraft Hockeyville page. That's awesome.
Right.
Yeah, we got to get the get some Prowler stuff up there. That would be perfect.
The only one in the arena. Unbelievable.
Come out for practice or something.
I might free him.
Check the penalty box, because if he needs freeing, that's where he's at.
Yeah.
I looked at that too. You know what? I don't know, it's a league-wide thing, but last year, you know, there are 10 or 15 guys in the league that got like 100 minutes. You know, there's only three guys in the whole league, and two of them play for us.
It's impressive.
Who's the second one?
Ozo's got 112.
Oh,
Junior's got 105. And the league leader is that big, tall guy in Carolina, Fett.
Right.
He leads the league. He had most of his, though, when he was playing for North Shore.
Well, I would
say he's got 130. Nobody else is even close.
Right.
Like, the next closest guy is, like, in the 60s.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. Well, Ozo, you know, I think a lot of his minutes came from, like, fighting. Like, he doesn't take many.
He doesn't take any minor penalties.
No. Like, he's, ever since Wright.
He gets a lot of 10.
Fives and 10s.
Yeah. Ever since Wright kind of, you know.
Yeah.
I went to Evansville. He's been stepping up for the boys.
Yeah, had he still been here, we'd have three guys.
Yeah, right.
He just steps on the ice and he gets arm goes up.
Yeah, that's there were a couple. There was more than one reputation call.
Yeah.
Yes.
This year, against him, which I don't like. But you're gonna get me started on officiating already?
No. We shouldn't go down that road.
I'm happy that a couple of my guys don't come around anymore.
BJ.
He doesn't come around anymore.
Paul Gene.
Yeah. That's a good thing.
He's a nice guy.
Because that means we don't have to free you. I see. Andre got a little bit freed.
Must have paid cash. From 20 to 12. It's $100 a game. Cost him $800. I want you to look up, but I bet you won't find. I don't think I've ever been ejected from a game.
Never?
Ever. Maybe.
What about as a fan?
Yes, that's happened.
Yeah, because I remember, you telling me that story.
Paul Gene threw me out of an arena in Danville. So I just stood up by the curtains and watched the game. He was hosing Port Huron against Danville, and I was just a spectator, so I got up on top of the glass and told him what I thought. And then I handed the coach, Graz, all my cash, and I said, when I get arrested, come and get me out.
Because that was the night, I think they had five or six power play goals, and like four of them were 5-on-3. I mean, it was just...
Typical Paul Gene game. Hope you're listening, Paul.
All right, so Coach is here. Michael Santaguida is here, and John Epley is here. It's a full house on the Dennis Stuckey Show. I have to take a quick break here, but we'll be back with plenty more. And a reminder that I've got high school hockey Thursday and Friday for you, as Port Huron Northern will play Port Huron High, 7:30 tomorrow night. That's on AM 1590. And then Friday night at 8 o'clock here on WPHM, Northern plays Marysville. All right, we'll be right back. All right, welcome back here to the Dennis Stuckey Show.
You don't email me, I've been calling you guys.
John Epley is here.
That doesn't go to me.
Yeah, that doesn't go to Coach. We'll get you hooked up with Coach, John.
Because
we do. That picture is perfect to send to the Kraft Hockeyville website. We'll get that going. Yeah. So, I'm talking to Michael now. So, you guys just...
I'm sure he'll chime in.
Yeah. Where are you from?
I'm from Mississauga, Ontario, which is just outside Toronto.
Okay. Very familiar with Mississauga, though I've never actually been there. It is a storied hockey town.
Yes.
Is that not where Don Cherry once owned the junior team?
Yeah, he did. He still lives there.
The Terriers?
Yeah.
They're not that anymore, though.
No, they're not. They're No, they are the Terriers. Actually.
Are they the Terriers?
Yeah,
okay.
I think so, yeah.
Is that like Mississauga? So you're a Leafs fan?
Yeah, of course. Not a bandwagon guy, you know. I've been a fan since day one. So.
And they've had some hard years. So I'm actually, I'm not a Leafs fan. I'm not a Hawks fan either. But I'm not as bitter about the Leafs having a nice season,
right?
As maybe I would have been, because the Wings aren't relevant now. If the Wings were relevant, then I'd be right in there. And we'd be going at it right now. It'd be Bob Probert and Ty Domi, but the Wings aren't really relevant right now, so it's fine that the Leafs can have an up run now. But they are a good young hockey team.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, they made some changes. I mean, they kind of just, I think they did it right. You know, they just started from ground zero and kind of wiped everybody. Got Shanahan, and he was the top piece that was that perfect to oversee things. And then getting Babcock, you know, instead of paying some of these guys who, I don't know if they should have been our franchise players, you know, maybe on other teams.
All like, former Red Wing guys, just like Scotty was a former Red Wing guy until the Blackhawks pilfered him away.
Right. So, yeah.
I guess we did take Chelios, though, didn't we?
He's coaching.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that. Did you see what they did today?
Don't tell me. I taped it.
Oh.
They didn't win.
They were up 2-0, and they blew it.
Against who?
Slovenia.
Oh, really?
Okay, I looked it up. I knew Anze Kopitar was from Slovenia, and he's obviously not playing because the NHL guys aren't there. There are two other guys from Slovenia that have ever played in the NHL, and you don't know either one of them. I knew one only because he played for the Red Wings a whole 46 games.
so we didn't win against a bad team?
Yeah. And the other guy only played one game in the NHL and was never heard from again. So that's the history of Slovenia.
Right. All there in that 1 minute there.
That's a bad loss. They were like supposed to be the worst team in the group.
So you're telling me I should apply for that job? And I never thought Tony was a good coach anyway.
No, you're not that far. I mean, he didn't do too bad in college. Like, he's at Wisconsin, right? But, he didn't do – and he was an assistant with the Red Wings just a couple of years ago, and he was in charge of the power play, and their power play was lower than somebody else's.
Did you hear that, Parkhouse?
Actually, it's been getting a lot of chances, and like I said, the game a couple weeks ago in North Shore, you guys scored a power play goal, and they didn't put it down.
They're trying
to call Andre. We'll see if Andre could get a hold of the league and get a power play goal. Got his reduction on his sentence of life.
That was a long suspension. 20 games.
That was not long enough. No, I mean, you can't do that. You have to respect the game. If you want to say something and, you know, let them know what's on your mind, that's one thing. But what he did was not, you know,
acceptable.
Yeah. The integrity of the game. I mean, I've done some stupid stuff in my life, but, you know, it's usually just like pointing my finger saying, you're number one.
That's not the finger you use when you point your number one.
But you can't swing a stick, you know,
at a rough.
Whether it's an intent to really hit him or just scare him or what, you know.
Yeah, it was pretty silly. But
so what's the suspension now? I didn't even know.
12 games.
12 games.
Oh, got reduced.
And he served at least half of them by now, right? They play more games than anybody. They play like 5 games every weekend, or at least it feels like it.
Well, they were like well below, like they had a ton of games in hand, and I think just because of their travel, they have like big blocks, and they've kind of crushed through a bunch of their games as of lately.
Yeah, it seems like, you know, they've played 37 games, and everybody else has played around 30.
Mm-hmm.
They Danville and Carolina started, I think we were still just winding up camp, and they had already started because they were lacking a few games, so they ended up playing each other. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah. Oh, okay. You're all right. We can hear you from across the arena most nights.
Where's our famous phone caller?
Oh, I'm sure he will. Oh. I'm sure he will. If you're out there, Kevin, Coach wants you to call and say hi.
Well, you know, back to hockey. You know, we played 7 games in 10 nights.
Won them all.
Took a nice little 3-4 day sabbatical. Guys didn't touch the ice, just, you know, refuel. And it's tough to stay focused. And then, you know, last weekend, bang, bang, back-to-back, and we have again back-to-back this week. You know, we're driving up to Cornwall, turn around, drive back to play Danville. So, you know, it's that point of the season where we just need to stay focused and keep doing what we're doing.
Yeah, and the other, like the last two weekends, you play a night game here, and then it's not just that you're going to North, but then you play in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's the quick turnaround.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it's like, you know, baseball players, you know, they used to always play during the day, and then all of a sudden they're playing at night. Then you give them a day game, and they don't know how to act because they're off their
routine.
Daily, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You were going a stretch there where you're playing every other game, and then you had to play three in a row.
Right.
Did he even think about playing you the fourth game?
I was ready to go. I texted him the night before. He's like, how you feeling? I'm like, I'm a little tired, but I can go. I'm ready to go.
But so then he's a gamer. I like that.
Oh yeah. I was pretty fired up to play all four. I've never played four in a row, but like I'm kind of glad I didn't, because a few days later, like, my joints and my knees and everything were just like so sore, the most sore they've been in a while. So it's like, it's probably a good idea I didn't play that fourth game.
Well, it's communication, and I mean, there's certain players at certain times of the year, and whether it's, you know, fatigue or just refuel the brain cells, or they have an ailment that's not, you know, where they can't play, but why play if you need you in 2 months? I don't need you today. Let's rest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you got a couple of guys though that they like to be in there regardless.
Oh, please!
I can think of one guy who couldn't lift his arm up this year, and he still played three or four games like that.
Who's that?
Me. I'm a
gamer. You are a gamer. 15. Yeah, 15 played in the season. He had some problems, and you could tell. It's just kind of everything was with one hand on the stick, but he still he wouldn't come out.
Oh, you know what? That was the
was it his hip? Was it like a month ago?
No, yeah,
it was the same thing that Shea had for a while. It's almost like the muscle.
It was something about his oblique. Yeah, he couldn't shoot, and
yeah.
Took him a couple weeks, but
and later the next week, remember North Shore hit him, and he had the hip.
Yeah.
Well, he
had a rough stretch, but he missed maybe one game out of all of them.
Right. Yeah. It's a part of the game, right? You guys get hurt, you get banged up. It's tough. You play a lot of games, wear and tear, but as hockey players, like, we just know it.
We were just talking about cultural. A few guys on the way over here that you could put in any situation, put them on the ice with anyone, and they're going to just adapt to the situation and play. And 51 and 15 were two of the guys we were talking about. Mm-hmm. It's Graham and Robo.
Yep.
So that's, you know, a compliment to them. But today we were, end of practice, we went 3-on-3, 2-on-2, 1-on-1, 5-on-5, 4-on-4. We were just mixing it up. And I'll tell you what, 15 didn't stop going. He wanted that puck, and he didn't want anyone to have it.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Did you see him back checking?
Oh, yeah.
He took that puck from 53, like, get out of here, kid.
Well, and he saw how mean you were to 89 there a couple weeks ago, so he doesn't want you to be mean. It worked, though, right? 89's been playing better. We're going to take another break, and then we'll be back with more in just a moment. It's Valentine's Day. What did you get your sweetie, Coach?
Flowers.
Oh, yeah, no.
Gave her 3 dozen roses last week.
Oh, that was last. That's last week. That's doesn't
yeah,
count. I know.
Yeah, you caught South Philly, I think.
That's right. She's a Philly girl.
Oh yeah, South Philly. I sleep with one eye open.
I did.
Love you, honey.
I did get Katie roses and candy, so that was a hit. Anybody, Michael?
I get a Valentine's for.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually I did. Yeah.
He says with a smile, and we'll just leave it at that.
Yeah. You just, you know, you call up a florist in the local town, you say, hey, send them there. Bang.
Gets it done.
I'm getting mine a heart-shaped pizza.
Heart-shaped pizza.
That's true love.
There you go. That is true love. All right, guys, thanks for coming in. I got to take a break, and then we'll be back to wrap up the show in just a moment here on the Dennis Stuckey Show.